This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Mr. Modi will participate in Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Datia and Satna airports to boost last-mile air connectivity in the region. He will lay the foundation stone of ghat construction works worth over 860 crore rupees on Kshipra River. In line with this commitment to improve travel infrastructure in the cities, the Prime Minister will inaugurate passenger services on the super priority corridor of the Yellow Line of Indore Metro. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters has reiterated his unequivocal condemnation of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam and expressed New Zealand's solidarity with the people of India. Mr. Peters, who paid a visit to the country, held bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. The discussions covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including trade and economy, defence and security, traditional medicine, sports, education and people-to-people ties. The two sides also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also affirmed their shared commitment to a free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. The centre has reduced the basic custom duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10%. The move is aimed at bringing down the retail prices of cooking oils and protecting domestic processors. A notification in this regard was issued by the Finance Ministry yesterday with immediate effect. Earlier, the duty on these three crude edible oils was 20%. The National Commission for Backward Classes has presented its annual reports for year 2022-23 and 2023-24 to President Draupadi Murmu, Chairperson Hansraj Gangaram and member of National Commission for Backward Classes Bhuvan Bhushan Kamal handed over the reports to President Murmu. Union government has approved an additional installment of 81,735 crore rupees as tax devolution to the state governments. The fund will be released on the 2nd of next month. According to the Finance Ministry, the release of funds is in addition to the regular monthly installment of tax devolution of 81,735 crore rupees, which will be released on 10th of next month. The ministry said the additional installment of devolution to states is in line with the principle of cooperative federalism and the aim of becoming Viksit Bharat by 2047. India's foreign exchange reserves rose over $6.9 billion, reaching $692.7 billion in the week ending 23rd May. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $4.5 billion to over $586.1 billion. Gold reserves surged by over $2.3 billion, totaling to $83.58 billion. Indian boxers Kiran and Deepak advanced to the finals of the 4 Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament with convincing unanimous victories in their respective semi-final bouts. In the women's 80kg category, Kiran delivered a composed and dominant performance to outclass Ukraine's Polina Shernan with a 5-0 verdict. In the women's 75kg division, Deepak continued his strong run by defeating Thailand's Pirapat Yesu, also by a 5-0 unanimous decision. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in Qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator clash at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. With this victory, Mumbai Indians advanced to Qualifier 2, keeping their hopes alive for a record-extending 7th IPL title. Gujarat Titans, on the other hand, bow out of the tournament after a spirited performance. The Miss World 2025 pageant finale will take place at Hyderabad International Convention Centre in Hyderabad this evening. A month-long event relating to Telangana culture and heritage and a series of competitions will conclude the grand finale. A total of 108 contestants representing various countries around the globe have taken part in the competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.